This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show right now. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. Boy, I'll tell you, it's another banner. Every day I get on the radio, it's another banner. Every single day. The intensity of the news and information is just spectacular. Anyway, welcome aboard, like I said. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. You can take the long route if you want to, agenda21radio.news, or you can also visit our other website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of news and information, login information there, sign-in information. So anyway, go there because there's lots of things going on. Of course, we're going to be talking about the president saying, Gavi buddy, we need our $3 billion back in challenging California. It's interesting what's happening, that the way things are sizing up right now for California. And also New California. Yesterday was a spectacular day. New Californians gathered in Yuba County, California to support sheriffs. And you can check out that YouTube. It's up right now. About 50, 60 people showed up. It was quite the gaggle. Quite the gaggle of New Californians, and it was really, really very inspiring. And of all sizes, shapes, ages, stripes, if you will, I don't know, it's polka dots. But New Californians gathered to support our sheriffs. You know, sheriffs are under attack now by the state of California. The state of California, like a lot of other totalitarian regimes, this is no different. They're just trying to strip us all of our, strip away all of our rights, our God-given rights. It's not going to work too well for any Americans living in California. That's one of the reasons why they've been trying to displace and replace citizens of, American citizens. United States citizens who live in California. That's the gig. That's been the gig for a long time. That's why people have left California and gone off to another state. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that request by the president. But the big story right now is the one that it's titled called Toast. Feds questioning Jussie Smollett whether or not he sent threatening, are you ready for this, letters to himself. I said the feds. That's why the leader on the story is Toast. Because this whole thing about whether or not he was beat up, noose around his neck. See, his homies, the guys he paid to do just that deed, you know, they're lawyering up. And, of course, they've already been singing to the police in Chicago. And hats off to the Chicago police, by the way, who are beat down all the time routinely by their own mayor, of course. That's why it's the killing capital of the world. You just had a mass shooting over there in Aurora, which is not too far from it. It's right there next to Chicago, Chicago. Get it? So in Chicago, you have this Jussie Smollett. I mean, this guy's got everything. He's got a career. Who gets a career like this, and then he goes out and tries to do something, stage something like this? It's really rank amateur. It's amateur hour that he stages this whole thing. So, you know, it is a felony. It's multiple felonies from what we're understanding here. And this guy gives up a career where he's making mega money to try and make a point about how Trump hates everybody. And, of course, it's all contrived. See, these people are just destroying themselves. The anti-Trumper people, just give them time. They'll just destroy themselves. Excuse me. Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. Here it comes. Oh, boy. So all of you that are yearning for a cup of Agenda 21 Radio Coffee, let me tell you, it's wonderful coffee. I really enjoy it every morning with you guys. You know, this is pot deux. We just got done with pot uno. Now we got un, if you want, en français deux. So we're on, and you know, it seems to get better with pot deux. I don't know why, and I think the I don't know. Just so much for the agenda 21. Let's get back to Jussie Toast. See, I'm thinking toast, coffee. You know, toast and coffee. Breakfast. It's breakfast time anyway. But he's toast because the feds are going to start questioning him. Now, what we are hearing from the mainstream media, and actually not even the mainstream, it's pretty interesting. Some of the derivatives of the citizen journalist stuff has now sort of hit, some of these media sources has now sort of hit the mainstream media. And, you know, that's why I say there's some of these sources out there that are pretty good. Anyway, Toast, feds questioning if Jussie Smollett sent threatening letters. Says the feds are probing whether Jussie Smollett was involved in sending a suspicious threat letter to himself a week before he claimed to have been attacked by racists with a noose and bleach in Chicago, according to a report on Tuesday. Now, somebody who's going to walk around with a noose, think about this. A guy, let's say a mega guy, a white guy, white guys, two white guys, they're walking around the streets of Chicago with a noose and bleach. Yeah, I mean, everybody walks around Chicago with noose and a bleach, right? That's sure, it's a violent place. Why not carry your noose with you? Just kind of let it, you know, like these gangsters like the old school. This is kind of old age, a really old age gangsterism, I guess. They like to fly their colors, you know. They like to have their scarf hanging out of their pocket. You know, the bandana around their neck or whatever. You know, rednecks, by the way. Rednecks were Irish fighters, actually, who got that terminology because they wanted to find out. I think it was a mining thing or something like that back east. So there's a story about the rednecks. It's really a great story. Bob Day does a really good thing with that one. But anyway, so here you have these guys flying their colors, right? Blue and red, all this other stuff. So I can just see that instead of flying their colors and the bandanas, they just fly nooses, right? That's what happens with white people. See, Jussie is black, if you haven't gotten this one. Okay, and he's supposedly gay, right? In fact, the note that they say says the FBI and U.S. Postal Inspectors. Now, this listen, it's one thing to have the FBI after. It's another thing to have the U.S. Postal Inspectors. They're now investigating the claim by Brothers Mbola and by Brothers, I can't say this, Mbola and Oligonjo Aswandaro. Okay, that's the Smollett. That Smollett played a role in the letter delivered to CineSpace Studios on January 22nd to federal officials confirmed to ABC News. The note, which featured the message, "You will die, black F and G," so that means, you know, because he's gay, in cutout magazine letters on a crude drawing of a stick figure hanging from a tree. It's at the FBI crime lab for analysis. Jesse, listen, when that note starts to yield your DNA on it, it just takes one little trace amount. Better had really good gloves on, a mask, something to keep your hair. Well, of course, he's got a short haircut, but something to keep any kind of cellular tissue from dropping on the paper. Because guess what? They're going to find it. MAGA was written in red across the envelope. The letter also contained a white powdery substance later determined to be an aspirin. Anticipation for a headache, I suspect. Right, Jesse? Anyway, when we come back, we can talk more about this. It just shows you how crazy these people are to throw away a perfectly good career because you hate a white man. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. By the way, I woke up this morning and Donald Trump was still the president.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, 821R.com, and, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com. Also, support us with MyPillow. Agenda is the code word, 800-266-4715. MyPillow Agenda, 800-266-4715. Wow, you know, it's time we're going to be, God, we got a full schedule today, as usual, because it's a long news day. It's already, listen, the day's not even half over, and it's packed. I mean, we're just being zinged all around. I'm getting whiplash is what I'm getting. I mean, really, aren't you? The Jesse Smollett. This is the way it's supposed to work out, guys. This is exactly the way it's supposed to work out. Exactly the way it's supposed to work out. The Jesse Smollett kind of thing. I mean, crisis actor. This is crisis acting. They've been caught. They've been caught crisis acting. And this is, you know, I'm telling you, the ramifications of this. This is a classic. They couldn't help themselves. And, you know, Jesse had to stand up and be kind of like a hero, right? So now we have the situation where he's in deep trouble. He's not in just a little bit of trouble. He's like in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. Now, isn't that interesting? I mean, that's why I put toast out there. The story. He's toast. There's no question. He is toast. He's toasted. He's post-toasties. Should I say post? No. When he's arrested, we're going to say he's post, because that's what's going to happen. And we are. I think we're expecting breaking news or something like that. Sometime probably during the show, we'll let you know about this. So those of you that just kind of fallen into the story here, what has happened is that Jesse Smollett, you know, the actor from Vampire and all that stuff, he is going to be arrested, it looks like. The feds are questioning if Jesse sent threatening letters to himself. The whole thing that triggered. See, he was triggered. He's an anti-Trumper. So the anti-Trumpers just get triggered. So the deal was he got a suspicious letter that was sent to his studios, apparently. This is by January 22nd. Now, ABC News has confirmed this. And it was one of these cut-and-paste type of things. And so they decided, well, we'll just turn it over to the feds and let them look at it. Oh, boy. So, you know, when you get, really, the FBI crime lab is really good. In a moment like this, they're very good because they're going to pick up the smallest traces amount of any kind of DNA. All you need is one skin cell, one squamous epithelial cell. That's all you need. And, baby, you're done. If your squamous epithelial cells are indicated, let's say you're cutting and pasting these little letters. So what? I guess the letter, and I haven't seen the letter, but it's one of these things where you cut it out and you put the letters together. So that's a very complicated thing if you think about it, what you're doing there, and the probability is extremely high that you've left some sort of squamous epithelial cells are your skin cells. Okay, they lay flat and square. That's why it's called squamous, like square. Latin for square, squamous. So that's your word for the day, squamous. Everything's squamous. You're going to look at everybody and say, oh, look at all those squamous epithelial cells there. Right? And the pigment. Oh, yeah. Well, there's pigment, actually, in the squamous epithelial cells. Mm-hmm. That's why some people are, you know, different colors. Really? Yeah, there's human beings of different sizes, shapes, and colors. Shocking. And they wear different, well, ethnic clothing and stuff, so you can kind of identify. That's what Democrats do, right? Those are the boxes that you check on those forms. It all comes from squamous epithelial cells. Come on, and where do they come from? They come from, well, the planning, in your body, inside your cells, is from the DNA found on those chromosomes. There you go. I know it's getting a little bit heavy for you to understand this, but, you know, this is my point. I'm getting kind of small here, because if there is any kind of indicator that, let's say, in between the paper and the little letters that you're gluing on, if there happens to be any squamous epithelial cells or a hair or a follicle, right, anything like that. I mean, he may have been looking at it and maybe talking to people. I'm going to get this guy. And, you know, as he's doing this, saliva comes out of his mouth. Well, in saliva, you have, it's more squamous epithelial cells that possibly could have left saliva behind. Well, saliva has other things in it, too, but we're not going to talk about that. You know, when a dog licks you, that's saliva, baby. But as he's speaking or talking or something, you know, it comes out, the spittle comes out and sprays on the paper. So this is what might have happened, and that's what they're looking for. They're going to look for any kind of genetic material that would identify that this thing may have been made by him. So if you take the, let's say you're going to write the word Trump, right? And you take a T from one magazine, a T from another magazine, and then you start gluing them together. Well, that takes skill, right? It takes some ability to use your fingers. And if you're exposing the lettering, the glue in particular, to your skin, that's where you're probably going to look for those trace amounts. So if he's got that on there, he's toast. Because it confirms that he wrote, he created that letter himself. That's what they're looking for. And of course, if he writes a threatening letter to himself, that means he's staging this event. The probability is quite high that the brothers, the guys that were from Somalia, I think they're Somalis. These brothers who are, I don't know if they're illegal foreign nationals. I mean, that's probably something they're going to check out. But they were working with Jesse Smollett. Now, you've seen pictures of these dudes. They're quite buff. And they are, like, working out with Jesse. They've been working with him. And so he apparently, this is what the rumor is and what the investigations is. This is from the story from Backpage. Black Page? Backpage. Page 6. That's what it is. Page 6. Sorry. Get that right. From page 6. This is what the story says. Revelation of the federal probe came as sources told ABC News that the brothers told investigators that Smollett hatched an idea to stage the January 29 attack because he was upset over the lack of attention generated by the threatening letter. That's where we're going with this. He's not a smooth criminal. God, Michael Jackson would be ashamed of this guy. Who, by the way, speaking of pigmentation and bleaching. See, this is why. I mean, let's walk around with the nooses just hanging out of our back pockets. Let's carry a little, some bottles of bleach with us. That's what white supremacists do. Sure. Yeah. It says police are investigating those allegations and the brothers, who were arrested February 13 but released without charges 2 days later. They were spotted with their lawyer at the Layton Criminal Court building on Tuesday, ABC reported. That was yesterday. The brothers met with cops and prosecutors at the courthouse, according to the Chicago police spokesman Anthony Guglielmi, amid reports that a grand jury has been seated possibly to investigate whether the attack was a hoax. Reports have said Smollett paid the men $3,500 up front to fake the attack and was supposed to give them another $500 afterwards. A grand jury was set to begin weighing charges against Smollett as early as Tuesday, TMZ reported. He could face a felony rap if he is charged with filing a false police report. Now, that's just one. That's just one felony. Multiple, this is me now, I'm just speaking. But multiple felonies will, of course, transpire based upon the lab test. What about the squamous epithelial? I'm telling you, the squamous epithelial is going to get Jesse. It's squamous, like toast in a toaster. It's square. Anyway, they're going crazy on the other side. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be back.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And Jesse's back. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to check real quickly here to see whether or not there's a rest warrant going out for that guy. And I'll be looking at several sources here to see. It says interesting. You know, it's there's 11. Dictated. It says, conservatives claim silent coup warning justified. Really? Oh, okay. That's good. Bias confirmed. We know about that one. This is Greg Gutfeld said this. It took guts for Laura Logan. This is a big, interesting story. We're gonna touch upon this, that finally we're getting cracks going on because of the situation with the media, the other side of the media, the biased media. I try not to say mainstream media, because it's really sad to say mainstream media when it's the lying media. You know, we should probably categorize it that way. And the technocrats, of course, love the lying media because they control it. See, I'm using technocrats instead of Democrats, right? We got to get the vernacular right, because they're no longer Democrats. They're technocrats. And the rhinos, rhinos and Democrats are technocrats. They're lump them that way. And then there's conservatives. Now, that's really what's the world is that world. There's no more Republican Party. The Republicans are done. I mean, California. I should say in California, the Republican Party is toast. It really is. There's no California Republican Party, which, of course, explains everything about the monoparty system. That's why we claim it, the monoparty system. So, anyway, but anyway, getting back into this whole, there's the media that goes along with it. And, of course, that's just perfect for all these people. Anyway, just so what about, I don't see anything yet out about Jesse. And I'm going to do one more thing here to see so we can clear the decks on this bad boy. And I say he's a bad boy. I mean, he's a bad boy. I mean, you just have to say it. He is a bad boy for what he's done. He needs a spanking. Yes. Now, there's nothing against spankings, of course. So Venezuela on the brink. Cuba warns U.S. intervention. That seems to be the... Oh, that's a big story. Venezuela. This is Venezuela is... and then there's Venezuela part deux. That's which is California, state of California. Really? I mean, seriously, state of California is Venezuela part deux. I mean, California is going to look like Venezuela. It's looking like it now, actually, in many places. You go to Los Angeles and parts of Orange County. So part of the urbanized area, especially Los Angeles, about 60,000 homeless. It looks just like Venezuela. And, of course, these people are desperate. And then there's San Francisco. If you want a treat, go to San Francisco. Check out the filth. I mean, everybody needs to go there just to get the whiff of the urine and the feces smell together. And that's Gavin Newsom, of course. He's the mayor who brought all that in. See, so why not bring it into California, the rest of California, right? Talk about breaking down a culture. He did it in San Francisco. He can do it in California. That's Gavin Newsom. It's kind of interesting. He doesn't want to live in that environment, though. He moved out of the governor's mansion there in, didn't want to live there, just denied it, if you will, only for official functions, like when he was doing the State of the State the other day. I happened to be in Sacramento down there. I was doing some work, actually. And I drove by the Capitol, and I said, oh, yeah, State of the State. Right. How is that State of the State? Well, you know, of course, nobody can lay eyes on him. No public can lay eyes on him. I don't know if you know that or not. He's not to be seen in public. No, they keep him cloistered. You know, the covetousness. They keep him cloistered. And he's just not to be seen. No public people can lay direct eyes on him. That's what happened in the inauguration, of course. He was never, I mean, he was in a white tent, and the people were not allowed to see him. The public. And it was billed, though, as the people's inauguration. They had these big banners and signs all over the place. And he's in a white tent outside the Capitol building. And only the elite could get in there. Seriously. Only the elite could get in there. Then Brent Burkwam steps up and says, I object. I object. We need to make T-shirts about that, by the way. An epic moment in American history, actually. In world history. I'm telling you, that comment that he made in that tent epitomizes everything about the elitist thinking that goes on in the left. And, of course, now he's turning California into a slimy place. He's lying to us about the budget and all this. So we know there's going to be this economic collapse. And, of course, they're trying to keep every billion dollars. Well, that's in the story. I don't want to get into that. But Venezuela. Venezuela on the brink. And that's what Cuba warns U.S. intervention. Really, Cuba? Really? You're going to warn us? This is from Reuters. Caracas, yesterday. Venezuelan troops will remain stationed along the country's borders to prevent territorial violations, the defense minister said on Tuesday, ahead of the opposition's plan to bring in humanitarian aid to alleviate an economic crisis. President Nicolas Maduro has rejected offers of foreign food and medicine, denying there were widespread shortages and accusing opposition leader Juan Guaido of using aid to undermine his government in a U.S. orchestrated bid to oust him. Yeah, it seems to be a pretty obvious orchestrated bid to oust him. Are you listening, Gavin? How it works? Guaido has said that aid will enter Venezuela from neighboring countries by land and sea on Saturday. And the United States has sent tons of aid to Colombia's border with Venezuela, but Maduro has refused to let it in. What a moron, right? Just let them eat cake. That's what this is all about. This is a let them eat cake moment. Antoinette, somebody like it. It's a French thing. Sort of the French Revolution. Let them eat cake. Check it out. French Revolution after the American Revolution. Something about a Declaration of Independence. I hate it when this happens. And the French hated it, too. The let them eat cake, folks. Marie Antoinette. Comments broadcast on the state TV, Defense Minister Vladimir. Well, they have a Vladimir. Oh. Vladimir Padrino said the opposition would have to pass over our dead bodies to impose a new government. Guaido, who has invoked the Constitution to assume an interim presidency, denounces Maduro as illegitimate and has received backing from some 50 countries. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday warned members of the Venezuelan military to remain loyal to Maduro, that they would find no safe harbor, no easy exit, and no way out. You'll lose everything, Trump told a crowd of Venezuelans and Cuban migrants in Miami. Don't you hate it when the gringos, the Yankees, see, this is where the Yankees come in, the gringos, the pendejos, yeah, when we walk softly and carry a big stick. Wonder where that came from. Walk softly but carry a big stick. Guaido has beseeched the armed forces to disavow Maduro, promising them future amnesty, though only a few officers have so far done so. See, what happened is that Maduro was smart. What he did is he appointed everybody a general. He's got like hundreds of generals. So everybody's got their rank and their pay. That's how he protects himself. What do you think of that? I mean, this guy's pretty smart, right? The Desperado. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'll tell you, we're getting this, we have this saying, stand your ground in New California stated. And of course, it's a Marine Corps statement about, you know, when the enemy's coming at you, stand your ground. Don't give up. And that's what we're doing here. They've been trying to force Californians out of California. You know, that's pretty obvious. And replace us with illegal foreign nationals. That's the gig, and that's a plan, actually. There's a UN plan for that that they follow, and it's worked so far, but it's now stopped because, you know, I think we're having an impact in New California. A lot of people have had second thoughts about it, saying, this could work. Yeah, it's going to work, and it's going to work. So anyway, what happens is that we stand our ground. So the saying has now come up. We've got T-shirts coming out and all this other good stuff about stand your ground. So we are going to be talking about that also in the third hour, I think. Where are we at? We have a new grievance up, a grievance. It's a pretty interesting one because about support your sheriffs. Support your sheriffs. Isn't that a good idea to support the sheriffs? What a key concept in life is to support your sheriff. Now, the sheriffs are under attack in California. That's why we're doing this. Just thought I'd let you know. Some other things are under attack, though, which is kind of interesting. Sea level rise. Shocking, shocking, shocking. Sea level data altered by scientists to create false impression of rising oceans. Shocking. I am so, you know, this is, I was really kind of conflicted and confused. Being, you know, because I have like a real science background. You know. You know, real science. I taught it for 16 years, and department chairman set up curriculums, became part of state staff, and I mean state, not state staff, but work with state officials and county officials, and all about science. You know, did this for years, and then became a principal and assistant principal and superintendent, all this stuff. That's what I did. So science is my thing. I mean, it really is. So anyway. The driver of science today is technocracy. Yeah, that's what technocracy is. Science-driven government. Okay? Science-driven government, which is what Patrick Wood's been saying all along. So now we have data. The data piece is it. You know, we have all these scientists who study all these things, the climate, sunspots, things like that. And it's very easy. By the way, you have to. I used to teach this about the scientific method. When you look at data, when you develop data from your scientific method, which is a process, the scientific method is a process to develop the facts, the data, and come up to logical conclusions about what is, you know, what is there, what the phenomena that you're studying, and you need to do it honestly and fairly. And you need to come up with the data and say, okay, this is what the data is saying today. Then you develop what's called scientific facts, things like that. But the facts can change. This is the thing about data and about true scientific interpretations. I always used to tell my students, I said, look, you know, there's a theory of relativity, but, you know, it might change. And it can change because that's what science says, as new things occur. So in that, you got to have an honest judgment. It's like I tell people about, you know, the liars. In my experience with education, lying starts in the seventh grade. That's the prepubescent business, you know? Ah, man, tough time for kids, right? They're very conflicted. Some learn to lie very well, and they stay with lying all their lives, or parts of being a liar. They become sociopathic, like Obama. He's a sociopathic liar. You know, take a look at everybody. And what about Jesse Smollett? Now, boy, you talk about a sociopathic liar. And he got caught. He's a bad sociopathic liar. See, this is just it. Jesse is a bad one. He's not a good one. He's not like Obama. He's not smooth. He's not a smooth criminal. It's the same in the science world. Scientists do the same thing. And the reason why they do the same thing primarily is because of money. They have figured out that they can use the instruments of science, the process, the techniques, and the tools, you know, the physical tools, to come up with facts they can see their way. Aha! They interpret their facts a certain way. And that's, of course, what gets into the whole thing about the climate change folks. And that's where I part from them, because obviously they don't look at the real facts that are involved with basics of climate change. They've altered it tremendously. And they've created a huge system of lying, even at the university level. The universities are absolutely tainted, polluted with the liars that are the so-called scientists developing data. So this article here, it's found in Natural News by Vicky Baines, I think it is. Burns. Bats. Bats, okay. A scientific paper published by a team of Australian researchers has revealed a startling find. Scientists at the Permanent Service for Mean Sea Level, PSMSL, have been adjusting historical data regarding tide levels in the Indian Ocean. The highly questionable activities have depicted rapidly rising seas, but the truth is there is no reason to be alarmed at all. Scientists have found that sea levels are stable and have been for the entirety of the 20th century. To put it simply, these PSMSL scientists have been arbitrarily changing their data in order to create the illusion of a problem that doesn't actually exist. You know, that was the confliction with me, because California is on this big thing now to take up land in the coastal region. The California Coastal Commission is doing this. This is a concern. I get this all the time. And they're using this data, and it's all wrong. It's all a lie. And I was always kind of concerned, because when I listened to these people, only California appears to be affected by climate change and sea rise. Oregon's not. Washington's not. Canada's not. Mexico doesn't seem to be concerned. No other country that I know of, just California. I'm a little confused, aren't you? You shouldn't be, because there is no sea rise that they're talking about. They're lying. No confusion there.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow.
My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And remember to visit newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, for all of your news and information relative to the formation of New California State. It's happening. It is absolutely happening. It's coming together. It's amazing to watch what's going on. Absolutely amazing to watch what's going on. Anyway. We've got a whole bunch of stuff coming up here in the next couple hours, so we want to stay with it. And this whole article about the climate change business, it's up on Agenda 21 Radio, and Natural News has provided that story for us. And Vicky Batts is the name, wrote the article. Great job, actually. This is the kind of stuff I scientifically like, and I like to share with you because, you know, the fraud that goes on in this whole scheme, this whole climate change thing. This is the biggest fraud perpetrated on mankind ever. Well, and then, of course, you have everything going on with Obama. I mean, in our country, the biggest fraud that we've seen, of course, is what's going on with the Russian collusion thing and Donald Trump. That's the biggest fraud this country's ever seen. And it's getting bigger. And now you have people openly treasonous, spouting off, going on The View, just proclaiming that they thought Donald Trump, the narrative now, they're saying, Donald Trump was a Russian agent and still could be. Really. And there's no, by the way, the dossier, but there could have been more than one dossier. Did you know that? You know, in the early discussions about this Russian thing, there were mentions of several dossiers, and now we're learning that possibly there were as many as three of these dossiers that were, well, they're constructed and paid for by the Clinton campaign, the DNC. Now, that's another story, right? The technocrats at it again. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com. And also, MyPillow, 800-266-4715, code word AGENDA for your discount. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And, oh, by the way, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.